Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And boy, oh boy, there sure are many of those. Today is September 4th, 2018. Well, I knew you'd be there correcting me. I was just seeing if you were paying attention.
I have to.
Yeah, you lay in wait for me to make a little.
Oh my.
It is September 4th, 2018, and it's great to be back. It was good to have those days off, and but we took a little bit of a break, but it's nice to be back. And coming back from the long weekend, of course, there was pressure on gold today, down $9 for gold at $1,192.90. Let me double check that. Things are getting a little strange here in the last minutes of trade here on this first trading day of September. Silver was down big, a little over 2%, down 32 cents at $14.24. Platinum is down 9 at 783. Palladium is 987. USDX today was up 0.36 at 95.46. Crude oil was down 0.63 at 69.17. And the paper markets today was mainly, the Dow was down triple digits earlier in the day, came back, and, you know, just down fractionally, down 16 points on the Dow. 25,948. The S&P down 4, 2,896. NASDAQ is down 18 at 8,091. The VIX, the volatility index, that was up today a little over 2%. So I do think things are beginning to ramp up a little bit as far as I think we're going to start beginning to see the unwinding of these markets, and we're going to see a lot more pressure on some of these markets. The 10-year yield today, 2.90%, up 0.05. European Asian markets were fairly quiet, though, overnight. But again, we're coming off a three-day weekend, and there was one, I don't know if I have it here, but there's a lot of, I got a Jim Sinclair Butch. I followed him for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting up there like, you know, Bob Chapman was. And, you know, but he was always, he didn't use sensationalism to talk about what's going on. I mean, it was just the facts. And that's what we try to do here, is just the facts. But he's been sending out, and he did an interview with Greg Hunter last week. And very powerful, very powerful. And, I mean, he's given us, the reset June of 2019.
Ooh.
He talks about, this was a letter he sent out yesterday, it's dated yesterday, and he talks about the Federal Reserve Governor, Powell, says he only has one of two moves he can make: flood the world with dollars by active debt monetization, which is QE internationally, or have the experience of presiding over the greatest depression in the history of man as his legacy. And there's lots going on, and it's an interesting read. If anybody wants to go to JS Mindset, about Jim Sinclair, if you haven't already received it in your email box. He's talking about the emerging markets, what we've been talking about here, how it's going to be the contagion. You have Argentina and Turkey, and Indonesia is also being targeted. And how badly are the currency and stocks faring? It just goes on and on. So the rest of the world doesn't put a little bit of fear in you, reading Jim Sinclair will certainly do it, because he certainly put a little bit of, even when you know these things are going to happen, it makes you real queasy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, you know, even though we know it's going to happen, we talk about it for a long time, we see it come together every day. When it happens, it's kind of like, even though it's going to happen, it's kind of like getting a hit in the gut. I mean, when it finally happens, I just wonder how many people are going to be able to last more than a couple of days. Now, I'm serious about that. A month for sure, but most people under. So I just wonder about that. I truly do. Because, I mean, a month will put at least a month. I mean, probably at most for a lot of people a month, but put them under financially if the dollar is wiped out. What would they do? Where would they go? How would they pay their bills? It's just a thing you need to think about. And if the dollar just drops 50%, if you can't pay your house payment and buy groceries at what it is, what it's worth right now, if it drops 50%, which would be a nominal drop if this happens, what are you going to do?
Absolutely. And here is a frightening report out from a quantitative analyst. They call them quants, out of J.P. Morgan. He's warning that the next crisis to have flash crashes and social unrest not seen in 50 years. This is J.P. Morgan's top quant, Marko Kolanovic. He predicts a great liquidity crisis is going to hit the financial markets. It's going to be marked by flash crashes and stock prices and social unrest, a $1 trillion shift to passive investments, computerized trading strategies, and electronic trading desks will exacerbate sudden severe stock drops. He says central banks will be forced to make unprecedented moves, including direct purchases of equities, or there could even be negative income taxes. Timing on when this next crisis will occur is uncertain, but markets appear to be safe through the first half of 2019. So this is coming from J.P. Morgan's, an analyst. So, these are warnings that they're not going to do anything for you. They're warning you, but they're not going to take your money out of the stock market and protect it for you. No, they got to keep making money on it until you lose it. You know, that's the game that they've played in the past, and that's the game they're going to play during this time. You'll be, you know, just like everyone else, just like Larry Kudlow, the President Trump's financial advisor, all through 2008. Oh, there's no recession. have a subprime. We don't have a subprime problem. He still denies it. So this is, they don't want you pulling money out of there. And if you have flash crashes that drops, we're not talking about 1,000-point flash crashes. We're probably talking about 3,000 and 5,000-point flash crashes. And what are you going to do? You're not going to move because you're going to hope that it comes back and you regain that 5,000. Then it drops another 1,000 in these flash crashes. You're going to see so much volatility, people won't know what to do. And all along, they're going to be told to stay in there.
It's
going to turn around. The stock market turned around after the big crash in 2008. You know, the S&P 500 was 666. Now it's 2,800. It'll do the same. So keep your money there. Only this time it's not going to turn around because it's just not the United States. This has been synchronized globally.
Very true.
Personally, I believe they're not going to even let the election. I mean, this midterm elections, Butch, I think you might see things unwinding prior to the election.
Well, you know, that if it holds through the election, it'll be because the people that are right now in control will keep it that way. But again, I am convinced that 99% of this is a good cop, bad cop scenario.
Yeah.
And I don't watch much. I'm not paying much attention to this Kavanaugh thing. I watch him a little bit, and I get sick of watching these children in play school bickering back and forth. And Kavanaugh is not going to do anything to turn this country to the right, at least not enough to be noticeable. From what I read on the guy I followed in the past, he has made some very poor decisions, we'll say, for Christian values and some other things also. He is a Jesuit-trained individual, and he is not going to rock the Supreme Court too much. I would I really believe that the so-called liberal left Democratic Party is putting on a show. I do not think they're all that concerned. They arrested some protesters at the meeting this morning. Now, I don't know what people are easily manipulated, so that could be very well manipulated to do that. But Kavanaugh is not going to make a big difference, no more than Trump has made a big difference. He made some difference, perhaps, but not nearly what he thought he could or would. So it's just the way it is. You can put your hopes in, man, if you want to. But I promise you right now, it's just not going to happen.
And I agree with you. Kavanaugh, it's all a show. It's all theatrics. It's all the show. But one more, what is it going to provide? People are up there are going to be more divided. Sides are being chosen.
Yes.
Or being created at this point in time. That's what they're doing. You know, they're creating sides. Them against us. You against them. And
you talk about that, I'm trying to find the article we'll share very quickly. I think it ties along with what you're saying very well. About sides being drawn. Town now desperate after a restaurant kicked out Sarah Sanders. You remember Lexington, Virginia, a restaurant called the Red Hen asked Sarah Sanders to leave the restaurant? Remember that? I believe it was last June,
Yes.
Well, here's what it says. Perhaps it's a lesson in simple economics. Don't enrage your customers, especially with politics. In the wake of the June incident in which White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked to leave the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, because she works for President Trump, the local area is suffering a serious financial slump. Now officials with the Rock Ridge Regional Tourism Board have approved a major to bolster the marketing of this area after the Red Hen ouster sparked a national fury. Members from Lexington, Buena Vista, and Rock Ridge County met with the Lexington County Council, and each locality agreed the region was in desperate need of positive coverage after the Red Hen incident. Now, this article is going to say that they received hundreds and hundreds of letters and phone calls. People say, well, we'll never come back there to your area again because of that. And it made an economic difference. So it's dividing. And I'm not saying good or bad. That's up to people to decide. But it is dividing the nation. And now a city in Lexington, Virginia, by the way, which I visited three, 4 years ago, because I'm a Southerner and I love Southern heritage. That's where Stonewall Jackson buried, the one that was from Clarksburg, West Virginia. I went down to see his grave. I went to see the Washington Lee College. What a beautiful, beautiful heritage we had there. And what a fine Christian man Robert E. Lee was. I mean, what a fine Christian man. He, by the way, owned no slaves. But anyway, back to the point. They're causing division. And this division is causing disruption everywhere. And I have to believe, after all these years of building this scenario, ever since the 60s and even before that, they started separating blacks and whites, and now they're going every which direction with homosexuals and straights and then on. All these things are going on because it was devised to be that way, Melody. And we haven't seen nothing yet.
We haven't seen anything yet. And I'll tell you, you know, sometimes if you make a statement, you just get your head chopped off. People are that responsive to their beliefs anymore. And it's I don't know, you know, it's just been brewing for a long time, but it certainly is at the point where it's being fueled now. It's being fueled. And it's both sides.
It is both sides. Yeah, and the nation itself, infrastructure, moral infrastructure, is crumbling every day. And now some police chiefs are asking, what's happening? We need to change this. What can we do? Well, Melody, you and I both know the answer. Let's put God back where he belongs, but that isn't probably going to happen. But now, a military hardware company named Masada Armor from Israel is absolutely swamped with orders for bulletproof school bags as U.S. school term starts. They're way behind in keeping up with demands. Imagine this. In the school system, they're looking for bulletproof bags, and Masada Armor out of Israel cannot keep up with the orders. Now, Melanie, that is so telling of a nation that's lost its moral fiber. It's so telling.
It really is. And it's people are so afraid. And just, I mean, that it really is kind of shocking to think that there is that much of a demand for bulletproof school bags.
Yes.
Here in
yes.
the United States of America.
Yes.
I can see Chicago maybe, but for the rest, but you know what? It doesn't seem to I don't know what to. It's sad.
Well, it is sad. You know, these mass shootings at schools and everywhere else didn't happen in this country 50 years ago.
No.
Something changed. Something had to change
right.
to bring these on. And people say, well, it's mind control drugs or it's this or that. I'm not saying it's not. But some type of moral change had to happen for people to even consider doing this. And it, of course, it took a long time. 1963, they decided they couldn't teach about God and Ten Commandments any longer in school. That's why it's been, what, 58 years ago now?
Yeah.
And are we paying for that? Bible says the nations forget God's turned into hell. I think that's a pretty apropos example or description of America today, don't you?
I agree. And you know what I've been saying for years and years, and we can't turn this country around. We have to bring God back. We can't
Amen.
Do it without him.
Amen.
And I don't see any sort of awakening
there's
in
no
this
repentance.
Nation.
No
There's no repentance, no. And until we do have that, we might have little brief moments to where we might see positive things happening, but the overall picture, it's not changing. It can't change. It won't change.
It can't.
And, I mean, I like to be optimistic. You know, I'm optimistic because I believe people can do things to help themselves. But other than that, we're on this path, and it's not going to change.
Well, optimism we have as believers is knowing that this is going to end one day and where we get to spend eternity. And, but in a nation that's forgotten God and slaughtered anywhere between 70 to 140 million of its own children, there's not much hope. That's just the way it goes. People get used to the idea, that's the way it goes. And after the break, I'm going to talk about the American dream has vanished and why it's vanished. Now, I know people don't want to hear this, but Melanie, we got to face up to the facts. How many people there could actually survive for more than a month or that long if their pay drops or is cut off? How many of them could pay their house payment and make car payment, take care of the children and food? That's something to think about. That's a very serious issue to think about. How close are we if our paycheck drops off, good to go, going totally under?
Not long. But I do hear the music, and we are going to be back in just a few short moments. And we're going to talk about the debt to the middle class. So until then, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And going into the break, we were talking about the debt and conditions that people are in. And Butch, you wanted to, would you like to continue with that, please?
I would. You know, they're calling this right now, and that's what they're saying. I'm not saying this. The greatest economy ever. I don't see it that way, but maybe I'm just stupid. I don't know. But anyway, a new study reveals how many American families are struggling with debt and savings in the greatest economy ever. More than 80% of American families define the American dream as financial security, home ownership, and more than half think this dream is unattainable, according to the revelations, the latest State of the American Family study released by Massachusetts Mutual Life Insurance Company. The bottom 9% of Americans. Now, I remember, Melody, that the middle class has been wiped out, and you know that's true, right?
Correct.
So the bottom 90% of Americans are trapped with insurmountable debts, including auto loans, credit and card debts, payday loans, and student loans. Only one in four families have enough emergency money to cover more than 6 months of expenses. And I'd say that's stretching a long ways. I don't think many of them have even 6 months worth. One in four, maybe. I don't know. That's 25%. It was the golden age of the U.S. economy in quarter century between 1948 and 1973, when America reigned supreme, manufacturing exploded across country, and the American middle class greatly expanded. Now listen to this. Listen to one word in this sentence. Those are days gone as the empire is in structural decay. Did you hear that? The empire is in structural decay. And all empires implode financially almost always first. And then after that comes all matter of chaos. Because empires has to sustain their growth by conquering and raising taxes. And just like Rome did, conquering and raising taxes. And giving away free food and circuses, just like Rome wanted to. And here we are. That's the way it works. And I mentioned about the car payment in this article. Average new car payment hits record high of $525 per month. It's an all-time high on new cars. And also, used cars are assuming a large amount of the debt in families. America's now are $1.149 trillion of outstanding auto loans. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Millie, I can't fathom that. $1.149 trillion in outstanding auto debt.
Well, couple that with over $1 trillion in student loans. Couple that with trillions of dollars in credit card debt. Triple. And you know what's interesting though is, I think the point of seeing all this debt, I don't think it's the people's debt that's going to implode the economy.
No, it's going to implode the people.
It's going to implode the people because of this debt. Because
exactly.
What they have done globally. They have done it with these bubbles. They have done it with years of synchronizing stimulus into these world economies to make it look like it's, and all anybody ever cares about is what the Dow's doing, what the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P's doing. They think that's the economy anymore. Well, this just goes to show you, with that kind of debt that the people are holding, it's going to crush them.
Well, do you remember when Japan was the upcoming economic power and nothing going to stop Japan? I mean, it was growing. Japan was this and Japan was that. Then they got the European Union and, oh my, how it was going to prosper and how it was growing and uniting Europe and things were looking so good. What happened?
Yeah.
Japan's in dire straits. The European Union breaking up, and many nations were members, one out of it now. I mean, they're financially struggling. What happened to this praise and all this glory thrown upon these nations who looked like they were just going to go on and on, and they were going to go on forever? The answer is simply this. Every economy is built upon a fiat currency, and every economy prospers as long as it goes in debt. When the debt bubble bursts, there's nothing left, Melody. Nothing.
You know, I usually put him in our newsletter, Doug Nolan. And, you know, his article about this week was, there was a quote from a 19th century German philosopher. All truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as self-evident. And this is exactly what we go through when we're trying to tell everyone the truth. Only he talks about bubbles. He talked about the bubble in 1999. Clearly, in 2007, it was one huge bubble. Everything is obvious in hindsight, and most look back now and contend it was pretty conspicuous even at that time.
They didn't want to see it. They didn't want to see it.
Nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to see it. It's opposed. It's ridiculed. And we've gone through all this. So we're pretty much in the third stage of finding the truth of what's really going on. But, you know, these... And when it goes, it's just not going to be here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, people think, well, it's Venezuela. People think it's Argentina. People think it's Greece. People think it's Italy. People think that it is going to be the United States also. And the world system is going to collapse.
Which nation in the world today is not built on a fiat currency? Which one of the nations in the world today is actually solid, with a solid currency that is not borrowing from IMF or someone other struggling to make it?
I can't think of one.
I can't either.
Russia.
Well, but I don't think they have. I think their ruble is more or less fiat also.
Well, it's fiat, but, you know, it's just like China. They have a huge amount of debt, but their debt was used to, you know, it was applied to their infrastructure. I mean, it just wasn't thrown at, you know, going into more debt so they can, you know, continue the growth of the government and so forth like we have. I mean, what have we done with our debt? We haven't done anything good with it but pass some tax laws.
Well, all I know is if fiat currency is the root of evil as far as the economics go, every nation in the world is more or less doomed to fall sooner or later. And when it happens, when this next bubble hits, I don't think it's just going to be one nation at a time. It's going to be worldwide.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And so where it starts, it doesn't have to start here in the United States. We might not have the subprime issues that we had in 2008 or the dot-com situation bubble we had in 1999 or 2000. But these emerging markets, where all their debt is all done in U.S. dollars, it's all one big contagion.
Absolutely.
And that's what they created just to keep the facade going, just to keep this illusion going.
If the dollar collapses, a lot of nations are going to feel that really deeply.
Yep.
They really are. But, you know, back on local levels, Illinois breaks pension debt record for United States. That's a proud record. According to a new report by Moody's Investor Service, Illinois unfunded pension liabilities equaled, now listen to this, Melody, 601% of the state's revenues for 2017. The name of goodness are they going to maintain that for another year?
Well, maybe they won't have to if everything collapses.
601% of the debt's state of the state's revenues. Wow. Says credit ratings agency Moody's Investor Service released a report August 27th comparing unfunded pension liabilities across all United States. According to the report, Illinois' unfunded pension liabilities grew 25% in fiscal year 2017 to $270 billion. That equates to 601% of own source revenue, meaning money bought in by the state excluding federal funds. The ratio of pension debt to revenue is the highest on record for any U.S. state, according to Moody's. The national median is 107%. Now, I want to just stop there a second. Okay, 601% is absolutely outrageous. But the median is over 100%. Wow. Melody, we are in deep doo-doo.
We are, and that's just not the only place either.
No, it's not. But we're talking about people's livings, livelihoods here after they retire. What are they going to do?
I think their standard of living is going to be changing, and it's going to be changing very rapidly unless they protect themselves. And it's really as simple as that. And no one can bring me any other type of investment that's going to protect you against what's going to happen. Sure, yeah. There's going to be little segments in the market that might do well and so forth, but you know what? Good luck. That's like gambling. That's like going into the casino. And
well, you know, for years, we've got ourselves into a mess. I said for years. This didn't just start 10 years ago, even 50 years ago. It started 100-some years ago. People have got used to the idea of living paycheck to paycheck and with inflation and getting pay raises, and then we bought into the Social Security and all the welfare benefits we've been offered over the years. We all got locked into it. We all got used to it. Whether we like to admit it or not, we've sold our soul as a nation for it. And now it's come down to where it's going to collapse, and no one can afford to stock up on what they need, like a lot of gold and silver. That's why I started back in the 90s with a little bit of gold and silver, Melody. A little bit here, a little bit there. Just like Bob Chapman said, buy one or two here, and that's what I did. But I'm not going to keep talking about me because I'm relating to today's people today. Folks, you don't have to start out with a fortune. A few here, a few there, and over the few years, it's going to add up. But you just can't keep sitting on dead center and expect things not to change. It's going to get worse. Any comments, Melody?
No, I mean, I don't know what else to add to that. I mean, we say this on a daily basis. It's so important to get yourself protected because there's no one out there that's going to protect you but yourself. And if you're not active, if you're not proactive in doing what needs to be done in order to protect your hard-earned money, converting those fiat dollars into gold and silver. And nobody does it any better than we do here at Discount Gold and Silver.
I totally agree. I mean, folks, by the way, I did order Melody Special last month. It said this candy and a half dollars was on sale. No, I couldn't order 10 packets. I ordered one. That's all I could afford. But I got one packet. And I got a packet not too long ago. And I do a little bit of here and a little bit there. When the silver and gold do go back through the ceiling, and they will, I'll have some backup for the plans for my future. And Melody, I did order the packet, did it not?
Yes, you did. And it's not only your future, it's your children's future.
That's
your grandchildren's
exactly right.
Future. What better way to... We hear it all the time. They're kicking, you know, the kids. It's the kids, it's the children that's going to suffer, that's going to have to pay this all back. And they're why don't you help protect them? Because you can distribute your wealth very privately with gold and silver. And it's a good way to help your children and grandchildren because you don't know what's going to be happening 20 years, 30 years from now. So it's a good way if we... I mean, I don't think it's going to be 20 or 30 years that things are going to unfold. That's going to happen today. I think it's going to happen, as Jim Sinclair said, you know, going into, you know, the end of this year into the first, maybe the second quarter of next year. But when all that is said and done, you'll be able to set them up for their future, the children and the grandchildren, and distribute your gold and silver to them also. So
absolutely, folks, it's just a wise thing to do. Beyond wise, it's the godly thing to do. You need to call Melody, like you've been told you 1,000 times, 800-375-4188. Now back to state news. Nevada in deep trouble if recession strikes, report finds. See, it's not just Illinois folks. Rest of them are in debt, too. As you heard, the minimum, the medium range of debt every year is 107%. States deploy reserves and balances to manage budgetary uncertainties, deal with revenue forecasting mistakes, prevent severe spending reductions or tax increases when there are unexpected revenue shortfalls, and cope with unforeseen emergencies. Because reserves and balances are essential to managing sudden changes and maintaining fiscal health, these levels are watched closely. According to a report by the Pew Charitable Trust, if a recession strikes tomorrow and Nevada was forced to run only on reserves, the state would, now get this, Melody, the state government would be out of money in approximately 3.6 days.
Yeah.
Think about that. 3.5 days. The study determined that Nevada has just $39 million in its rainy day fund for the fiscal year 2017 and ranks 44th out of 50 states in how long government can operate solely on reserves. Nevada was not alone in this potentially dangerous budgetary mess. Three states, including Kansas, Montana, and New Jersey, had no reserve monies at all. Across the board, the medium of time for all states, listen to this, was roughly 20 days.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
It truly is.
It's 20 days.
That's not a very long time, is it?
No, I mean, from 3.5 days to 20 days, and yeah. Three states had no money at all, so they would have no, wouldn't be in one day. Melody, that is scary that we're this close to financial collapse. The least little trip, a bump, the speed bump in the road could put us under for big time.
And that is exactly what's going to happen. And again, we don't know when, but it's getting very close. Look at the hearings today on Kavanaugh. Just look at the amount of disruption. And I don't care whether they were paid to do that or whatever. It's there.
Yes.
And it's being felt by a lot of people out there that are reacting to it. And it's not going to be pleasant.
I don't know how it is where you are in Maryland, but here in West Virginia, we have Joe Manchin, Democrat, and then our secretary was our attorney general, Morsi, a Republican, running against each other. And, of course, we had Don Blankenship trying to get on the ballot. He's going to take the Supreme Court of the state said he couldn't get on. He's taking the federal court. Should be sometime within a week or so. He might still be on the ballot as on the Constitution Party. Nonetheless, I watch the campaign. As I watch the news or whatever I'm watching in the evenings, I watch Morsi campaign advertisement, you know, talking about how bad Manchin is, and so help me, the very next one is a pro Manchin advertisement. I mean, back to back. And both of them, and I happen to know both of them personally, are scoundrels. Now, one may be better in some than in areas than the others, but I wouldn't trust either one of them with good morning. I just wouldn't. So that's something to think about. And that's the only push we have in the state so far.
Do you have any predictions nationally what the elections might hold, or is it just a wait and see? But we're going to have to wait and see for your answer, too, because we're heading into our break. And we'll be returning. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Please make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can go there. A little mailbox is there. So if you click on that, and pretty easy. We're pretty, you know, user-friendly at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So visit the website at dgscoins.com. Butch, going into the break, I asked you if you had any election predictions.
Chaos.
Yeah.
No matter what, chaos.
All right.
No matter who wins, chaos. Trump said if Democrats win, there'll be violence. Democrats say if the Republicans win, there'll be violence. Chaos.
So it doesn't matter, but that's what we're heading into. And what do you think
that's
the markets
exactly right.
are going to be? Do you think the markets will be able to sustain that?
No. That's iffy, because the markets have flinched off, have just not even flinched at anything for the last, what, year and a half? Year?
Yeah.
They haven't flinched. I mean, very little has anything bothered in the markets. Now, this I've never seen like this before. I've never seen a time when the markets were never paying attention, that the nation's collapsing, the rumors of wars are actually wars starting, the market keeps going up. I really don't understand that. It's never happened before in my lifetime anyway. How about yours?
Well, you're older than I am, but the algorithms, the computer trading and everything does have something to do with it, but that even makes it more dangerous because, you know, if you have these flash crashes, and that's what that gentleman was saying, is because of the amount of computer trading, you're going to see these flash crashes when this does happen. And again, he wasn't saying if it happens, he's talking about when it happens.
It's
going to
happen.
So it's going to happen.
Well, to show how nervous people are getting over the election, of the upcoming elections, and I mean, we're talking, what, less than 2 months now, right?
Correct.
Republicans are thinking about abandoning their second phase of tax cuts because they're afraid of backlash in the elections.
Well,
they were talking about, you know, they put on second phase and locking in these taxes breaks for good. But the proposal would make the individual changes in last year's overhaul permanent, including the $10,000 annual cap for state and local tax deductions, one of the law's most disputed provisions. So that part, I believe, is a good thing to lose. But nonetheless, they're afraid to do anything because they're afraid it's going to give the other side more backing to stand the ground and may make a difference.
Well, I really don't believe that. I think that's used as excuse. The point is they have no money. There's no money. There's no money to make it permanent. There's not enough revenue. And that's the whole issue. The country's bankrupt. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
The country had been bankrupt for a decade.
It's been, but now it's down to the, you know, final,
yes,
they just
stages.
Can't print it anymore. They've got we heard that the government employees aren't getting raises to the tune of what now, $25 billion or something like that. Well, what do you think that money is going to be used for? It wasn't just a cost-cutting effort, you know. They have to do it because, number one, there's no money to give them raises, and the money that they're saving is just going to go someplace else. That's robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Well, you know, I've always got somewhat amusing and aggravated at the same time when I hear people talking about, well, they're cutting the budget by $50 billion. No, no, you idiot. They cut off what they're going to spend with $50 billion, but they're still going in debt.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we cut it back $50 billion, so they're saving $50 billion next year. No, they're not. They're going in debt a trillion and a half, but they're cutting off $50 billion to make you feel better.
And it works, which is amazing.
I mean, people fall right in line, think, "Oh, we got a good government, man. They're saving us money next year. We're gonna save money."
Oh.
American people are not the brightest in the country in the world anymore. That's for sure.
Government does not save money. It's
no,
just a fact.
I mean, it's like you spending $100,000 more than you made last year, and you've been doing it for years, but next year you're going to cut back $20,000 on that.
Yeah.
You know, oh, she's saving money finally. Oh, the absurdity of this. But anyway, I want to say, I mean, I'm laughing, but I almost want to cry.
I know. And you know what? There was another report out by, I guess today's program's all about debt, but there was a Bloomberg report talking about the, again, the growing debt burdens in these key developing economies. And, you know, you see all these world economies, all these other fiat, I should say they're fiat currencies. They've been losing value. The Turkish lira lost more than 40% of its value this year. You know, and only a preview of debt problems that could engulf other countries. I mean, look at Brazil, South Africa, you've got Russia, and now Indonesia that's beginning to come into the news.
Well, Argentine's peso dropped 49.51, 50% since last year. Argentina's peso. Now, you know, we say that's terrible. That is terrible. But the lira dropped almost 42%, and the Brazilian real almost 19%. And, you know, going down the line, you say, well, Filipino peso just lost 6.65%. Well, that's not bad compared to 49. No, it's not bad compared to 49, but it's still over 6% loss for people in Filipino. They still lost 6% of their purchasing power. That is bad. I know it could be worse. I'm not saying it isn't, but 1% or 100%, they're still losing, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. You know, there is the total debt, world debt. This report shows total debt is $169 trillion. I read numbers higher than that, though, but this is from the McKinsey Global Institute. In 2008, the debt was $97 trillion. Wow. So, those numbers
2008 was 97, it's 167 now?
Yes. Yes.
That's almost double.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, we're doing better, aren't we?
Yes. Aren't you glad the economy is so strong?
Oh, I really am. And not only that, I mean, they've already picked targets to bomb if Syria does another chemical attack, which, you know, was last time was a false flag. But they already got targets signed to bomb. So another war will boost the economy, will it not?
No, it will not.
There you go. And then they'll keep on going and going and going to the point that America collapses under its own weight.
Yeah, I've been reading. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I don't know who made us the policeman of the world, but we sure did assume that office.
Well, there's more and more about, things that Israeli warplanes attacked areas near Syria's rebel base, I guess, near the city of Hama. I mean, you read just more and more about all the things that are happening, and it's like nothing is being reported over here. When was the last time you heard someone talk about what's going on in Niger here with the United States and troops and so forth? When's the last time anybody talked about Yemen? That's the biggest humanitarian crisis and it's just, it doesn't matter. The Saudis are in there bombing buses with children and so forth, and no one whispers hardly a boo. And we're supporting this, but it doesn't matter. It's over there.
Well, we have a news blackout here. We have news regionalism, which they only report in certain regions if they won't report it. Russia Today is much, much more accurate in reporting news than ABC or CBS or NBC or any of the rest of them. You know that.
Yes. That's a good source. It's a good, you know. But, war is the articles you read, things. It's like everything is just ramping up very quickly. Very quickly. And it's
In South Africa, you know, it is frightening. They're having some land grab in South Africa. They're kicking out the white owners over there. Blacks won't take over. And they just started their first unexpected recession since 2009 in South Africa. So it's not just everywhere. I mean, anywhere else, it's just one or two places. South Africa is also dropping financially, and they're really in a civil war now. The blacks are kicking people off their lands. They've owned for generations, and this is going to be worldwide, of course, as far as race wars. It's already started, and we'll get more of that minute with nations like Sweden. Sweden has really come down hard on immigrants. It said the Swedish anti-immigration party is set for record wins as the election just days away. People are getting tired of this trouble with immigrants. South Africa's falling apart because of internal strife. So guess what's going to happen to Sweden and the rest of those nations, Melody? This is not a joke. This is for real stuff. And people got to understand this. This is happening worldwide. The whole world is reeling under turmoil, confusion, and chaos. And financially, most of the world is struggling. And I mean most world. I mean most families in most places are struggling. I know we don't see in a lot of places here. We're blessed that people are not sleeping in the streets. But that too is increasing every day, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's happening everywhere. And I'm blessed as you, and I'm sure many of our listeners are blessed. But yet when we really look into the certain areas and so forth, there's lots of troubles on the there's a lot of trouble on the horizon.
Well, we have, I'll just read part of this to you. First of all, Italy and Hungary create anti-immigration axis. Now, this was said by Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini. We are close to a historic turning point at the continental level. I'm astonished at the stupor of a political left that now exists only to challenge others and believes that Milan should not host the president of a European country, as if the left has authority to decide who has a right to speak and who does not. And then they wonder why no one votes for them anymore. And Matteo Salvini also said this. This is the first of a long series of meetings to change destinies, not only of Italy and of Hungary, but of the whole European continent. And Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said this. We need a new European Commission that is committed to the defense of Europe's borders. We need a commission after the European elections that does not punish those countries, like Hungary, that protect their borders. Well, it's not just America fed up with the illegal immigration and unlawful mass immigrants. It's Europe. It's Sweden. I mean, Melody, all nations can just take so much just before they say enough is enough. And the left in Italy, the left in Sweden, and the left here, I hate to use that term left, but that's what they call them, are crying against those who say we have enough here. Trump had a right when he said we need to stop it all to get it sorted out. And that sounds harsh. But we're not talking about a little tiny thing here. We're talking about something that's destroying our nation, Melody, from inside out. And in Sweden and places, they're getting tired of the rapes and the burning of cars in cities, and just tired of it. I mean, they're tired of the people being afraid to go out at night, and rapes, swimming pool sex assaults, and news crew attacks, and grenade attacks. People are tired of it. They're too tired of it to keep on going, and I understand that. And they had to start teaching a course in Sweden. Now, this is a true story. Started teaching a course in the schools in Sweden because of the Muslims that go there, that 14 is too young for sex. Did you hear that?
I did.
Now, is that really sad, that a nation that has to teach its children that 14 is too young? And now, that's not what the other 14-year-olds, that's what adults warning children.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, Well, you know, these socialist countries, I mean, the people, the citizens will be the first to cry out loud and probably be the loudest to speak out and cry, because they see their socialist payments to them being infringed upon. So, you know, they don't want to share what they're getting because their taxes are so high. They know that, you know, they can't afford all the, you know, the immigration and the cost that's involved. So, yeah, they're going to scream first, and they're going to scream the loudest, wanting that to stop and so forth. And I think that's the only reason why we see a little bit of a difference over here, is because we're not 100% socialist yet.
Yeah, but it's coming very quickly.
It's coming very quickly.
You know? And one more story we'll get into very quickly also. You remember, of course, Monica Lewinsky, right?
Sure.
A very pretty young lady, was she not? And I haven't seen her. I guess
she's
still pretty.
She still is.
Yeah, I haven't seen her for a long time. A very pretty, intelligent lady that probably could have had a lot of good things to do with her life. And I don't mean to demean anybody, but the way it is, when somebody sees her, what's the first thing they think of?
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, you broke out there for a second.
Okay. So when people see Monica Lewinsky, what they look at her and say, oh, she's pretty. But what's the first thing they think of?
We all know.
Yeah, we all know. And she was on stage in Israel doing an anti-bullying speech and campaign. And the lady interviewing her asked about Bill Clinton maybe getting a personal apology, which she said he never do. She got and walked off stage. Now, I really feel for her. I do. Although she walked right in this with her eyes open years ago, I feel for her. I do feel for her. Because the rest of her life, no matter what she accomplishes, no matter what she does, that's going to be what people remember, Melody. That's why what you do with your life's important, and the mistakes you make don't always turn loose, do they?
No. Very good story. I appreciate it. Thank you for bringing that. And thank you for joining me today. And thank listeners for joining us. And we'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. Until then, good night, and be safe, and God bless. Bye-bye.
A single penny left for me. That's too bad.